Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk today about being busy. We're all busy. There's so many things going on. And when you look at all those things that make you busy, the question I have to ask you is, are they mandatory or are some of them voluntary? So when you look at work, work is mandatory. You've got to go to work. We get that. And for at least for most of us, we have to work. And that's how we pay our bills and do what we have to do in life. So the work thing for the is most of that is going to work anyway is going to be mandatory. But the question is when you look at what you're doing at work, do you have to be doing everything? Is there any of it that can be delegated to other people? Are there things that you're doing that you don't need to do that are just not all that productive for you? And are there things that are voluntary that you're just doing for whatever reason? You've done them before and now you decide you're going to continue to do them and you're just going through the motions. So separate those two things in terms of thought and say, okay, what do I have to do and what's mandatory and what is voluntary for me? And then when you look at the voluntary ones, the question you have to ask yourself is, how much joy do you get out of doing them? If they're a pain in the neck, why are you doing something voluntarily that you don't have to do if it's a pain? I have this discussion with my wife all the time. She's very, very busy. She's running around. You know, we've got two teenage girls, so she's dealing with all the things you deal with teenage girls and practice and school and running around and making sure they've got everything they need, which there's a lot to that, and I understand that part. But on top of it, she gets herself involved in all these other things that are, I would say, voluntary. And one of those is she chairs the auction at the school, which is a tremendous amount of work. She teaches a bunch of different exercise classes, aerial yoga and bar classes. So she does that, which in our world is voluntary because she doesn't really need the money. She's doing it. She just does it because she gets enjoyment out of it. And on top of that, she's the captain of her tennis team, which again, she loves playing tennis. But I question, with all the drama of, you know, having a dozen women on a team that goes on, you know, is it really worth it? And we have these discussions all the time, and I keep telling her, these are voluntary things that you don't have to do. Yes, you have to run the kids around and take care of them. But a lot of these other things she's doing, she doesn't have to do. And yet, I see her going through the aggravation of many of them, and I ask myself, and I ask her, why? So as you're looking at these things that you're doing that are voluntary, and those that you don't get immense joy from, why not unwind yourself from some of those things? Right? Why would we feel, and I guess the question is, when you look at why you're doing it, is there an obligation you feel? Is there guilt associated with you separating yourself with it? Do you feel a sense of responsibility? And if that's the case, you have to ask, if whatever you're doing, if you weren't doing it anymore, would it go on without you? Now, here's the reality of the world. It's nice to do things for others. It really is. And there's this tremendous amount of satisfaction that comes with it. But you have to take care of yourself first. And here's the thing. If you do take care of yourself first, you'll be in a much better place or in a much better space to be in service to other people. And that is the point. If you're not doing things for yourself, if you're doing everything for everyone else, there's a void. So you have to make sure that you take that time and take that opportunity to take care of yourself first. Once you've taken care of yourself, everything after that changes, and it changes in a more positive way. And the reason is because if you've taken care of yourself, most likely you're going to be fulfilled. And as you approach these voluntary activities as a fulfilled human being, the energy you bring to them is a much higher level of energy. So if you're feeling good about yourself and you're very happy with your life and everything you're doing because you're nurturing yourself, when you take on these other activities, you approach them with a much better energy, with a higher energy, with a greater energy. And therefore, what you bring, it becomes better. So the outcome is better and you derive more pleasure for it. So just take care of yourself first. That's really the important thing. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes and to Stitcher where they can actually pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, I just want you to look at the things that you're doing in life. And I want you to separate what's voluntary for you and what's mandatory for you. And once you do that, look at that voluntary list and ask yourself if you derive pleasure from each one of those things. And if there's anything on that list that brings you down or you don't enjoy, take it off the list. Work your way out of that. Then use that newfound time to focus on yourself.